Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
B-Mac, man, what is going on? How excited are you for these games this weekend?
Man, I'm fired up. I'm fired up. You look at both matchups, man. Quality storylines associated with either side. Four teams that have earned the right to be at this point in the season. And like I said, man, I'm fired up. I can't wait to see how it plays out.
Everybody's talking about Jaden Daniels. You know, we've talked about him pre-draft all year. I just love this guy's game. And, you know, he's so cool and poised, man. We're hoping we're going to see that. We have seen that at moments from Michael Penix. But Jaden Daniels, even like his facial expression, Brian, it's like everything just kind of rolls off his back, man.
No question. I was just talking about this earlier. It's funny you mentioned his facial expressions. I hate when I played against guys who always smile. Because that meant they were comfortable. They're actually having fun. They're enjoying themselves. You know, my former teammate, Hines Ward, he was a notorious smiler. And right. Whenever we saw Hines smiling, that meant, he's in his element. So when you look at Jaden Daniels, man, he's cool, he's calm, he's collected, he's comfortable, and it's like he's been here before. And when you look at what he's done, especially in the playoffs, man, he's looking like Jaden Daniels at LSU playing against SEC opponents. Detroit looked like he was playing against Kentucky last week, the way how he carved them up.
All right, so my question, and nobody's really been able to do it, I don't think Washington will do it on Sunday, and that is, how do you slow down Saquon Barkley? We saw him break off 200-plus yards last week, and I thought the Rams' front is, you know, they were on point. They got sacks. They got after it. What do you do? Because let's be honest, B, that's the formula, right? I mean, they're going to give Saquon the rock. He's going to touch it at least 25 times.
Yeah, the offense runs through Saquon Barkley right now. It's been that way the majority of the season. So what do you do? Great question. I think for Washington, you have to keep the roof on the house. And what I mean when I say that, do not allow splash plays, especially from Saquon Barkley, because the Rams actually didn't do a bad job against Saquon. It was just the long plays is what we all remember and we all talk about. So when you play against a guy like Saquon Barkley, you have to play fundamentally sound football for four quarters, because you can have him bottled up going into the fourth quarter with only 40 yards of rushing. And instantly he can turn a 5-yard run into a 60-yard run. And before you know it, he has 100 yards. So you just got to try to eliminate the splash plays. And I'll say this too, guys. Jalen Hurts won't be the Jalen Hurts that we've seen when he's healthy. So now he's not a plus one in the running game. So you can kind of eliminate him, because I understand they're saying he was a full participant yesterday and the same can be said for today. But I don't take a lot of trust in that, because at this point everything's a glorified walkthrough.
Right.
So that knee ailment is going to prevent him from being involved in the running game, and now you don't have that dual threat you need to really worry about in the backfield that can put more attention on Saquon.
The thing is, our man Brian McFadden joins us, guys. You can catch his podcast, All Things Covered, 2-time Super Bowl winner here on Dukes and Bell. Jaden Daniels, you know, he is healthy. You mentioned that left knee just looks – the way that thing bent, it just looks so funky for Jalen Hurts. In the loss in Week 11, he only rushed for 18 yards. In the game that was the weekend before Christmas, he really got after it. He threw 5 touchdown passes, 2 picks. So how do the Eagles do it? I know we saw guys try to spy him, and sometimes that doesn't work. I mean, the Buccaneers were kind of caught flat-footed trying to spy Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, with Jaden Daniels, he's too good of a quarterback at this stage in his career for you to show your hand to him, meaning basically showing your coverage. Mm. When you look at with Detroit last week, they just lined up in man-to-man. And he knew exactly where to go with the football. So what you got to do is you got to try to manipulate his eyes. Show him one thing, but play something totally different. You got to treat Jaden Daniels like you would do the Pat Mahomes of the world, or the Tom Brady's of the world. Mentally, above the shoulder, his game is so elite. And he has the knowledge to know where to go with the football. So you got to manipulate him. You know, that's what we used to do a lot in Pittsburgh. We would show quarterbacks one thing, and then we would roll into whatever it is we're playing against, whatever we were playing at the 8-second mark on the play clock. And by that time, you don't have enough time to make any adjustments. You can't you can't change the blocking protection. You can't change the audibles for the guys in the passing tree. So you got to go whatever it is that was called. And that's what that would be the best recipe, I think, in terms of being successful against Jaden Daniels. You know, manipulating the coverage, so you want to have him thinking.
Is A.J. Brown going to be on the bench reading a book?
Yes. No question. Yeah. Hey, I'm trying to figure out this conundrum, right?
Right.
A.J. Brown is a legit go-getter. This thing can be said for Smitty as well, Devontae Smith. But it's something about their passing game where there's been a disconnect. Mm. And even before the injury to Jalen Hurts, there's something for guys that at one point in time to be homeboys, like road dogs. For that disconnect, I don't know what's going on. So to answer your question, especially knowing that Jalen Hurts is not 100%, I don't expect to see anything in terms of A.J. Brown. Now, I could be wrong because he is that dude, but we just haven't seen the targets. And get this, guys, in the first two playoff games, Jalen Hurts has yet to throw for 150 yards.
Mm.
Think about that.
Yeah, that was the whole thing about A.J. and that little soap opera earlier in the year with, like, the lack of explosive plays, and then the squeaky wheel got the grease. Next thing you know, they're going down the field. But
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's very, very inconsistent. Brian McFadden's with us, guys. We're previewing the AFC and the NFC. Speaking of which, we did the numbers. Look at the numbers, Carl, yesterday. The Chiefs, people have a legitimate beef. ESPN did the analytics and the stats. And when they get in the playoffs, other teams basically get three times as many penalties called against them as opposed to the Chiefs. How do you combat that? I mean, obviously, you feel there's anything. The corporate office at Park Avenue, they lean on these refs to keep it fair. Keep it fair. Or do you think there is an agenda out there?
Hey, check this out. It's hard, but it's fair. And what I mean when I say that, the Chiefs, because of their greatness, they're getting the GOAT treatment. And if you guys that are listening to us, if you've been watching sports long enough, you know, certain organizations, certain players, they get different treatment when it comes to calls. We saw that with Jordan. You know, we saw that with Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And we're seeing that right now with Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. When you are that GOAT, when you're the greatest out there, sometimes you might get a call or two. It's always been tied to sports. So what you do is do what I used to do when I played. I used to butter the referees up like a biscuit from Cracker Barrel. Hey, man, Mr. Rep, how you doing? How the family doing? I don't even know if you got a family. I assume you got a family. I'm just going to ask. Man, the family doing good? Everybody straight? Yeah, everybody straight, man. That's good to see you, man. I love when you ref our games, man. You do things a professional way. Man, I'm just buttering him up. And hopefully when he see me hold a little bit on that out route, you know what? McFadden came in. He was very, very nice to me and polite. I ain't going to throw that flag right now. McFadden, that's a warning. You tugged him a little bit. Hey, Mr. Rep, I appreciate it. You got to try to butter them up because when you play against the Kansas City Chiefs, to your point, based on the analytics, they do get calls. And sometimes it makes you wonder. But then for the ones that are listening to us and say, man, they always getting calls. Name me one superstar that didn't get calls. Name me one legit great team or organization that didn't get a call or two. It happens in sports. It's always been that way. So there's no need to over complain about it. As a player, when you're playing against them, you got to play the game. Number one, you don't want to allow the referees to have a say-so in the game. So take care of your business. But number two, like I said, man, go ahead and butter them up a little bit. Make them feel good during pregame warm so they might give you a little – they might show you some grace.
You know what's crazy? Because you're right. But Mahomes, here's the other thing. He's not thrown a pick since the Bills game where he threw two. We're talking about seven, 8 weeks ago, right? And they had literally a month off after they clinched – so the point is, yes, not only do you feel like they get calls, but the reality is, B, they don't turn it over. He doesn't give you a chance to beat him.
No, they do not beat themselves, especially in January football. If you're going to beat them, you got to beat them. And there lies the bigger concern because we saw Josh Allen. He outplayed Pat Mahomes this season. Heck, he even outplayed Pat Mahomes last year. And they beat them this season, and if you go back to last year, guys, remember, they beat them in the regular season also in Arrowhead. But in the playoffs, what happened? To your point, one quarterback had turnovers, one offense had turnovers, the other didn't. And that has been an issue. So in terms of beating Kansas City, number one, you have to protect Wilson, right? And you guys know what Wilson is. That's the football. You got to protect Wilson like it's a newborn baby. You got to make sure you cradle the football. Do not allow the Chiefs defensively to create turnovers because if you do, you're going to go home.
It is Brian McFadden, guys, talking about the AFC and the NFC Championship. So I know that Josh Allen, we talked about the weapons. I mean, we have guys, you know, on that team. Keon Coleman's a rookie. The receiver core is just kind of a bunch of dudes. James Cook. Who's going to be the secret sausage? Just always come down to Josh Allen improvising, making those plays. Are they going to put an emphasis on that? And isn't he due? I mean, after all these four games now with the Chiefs, isn't Josh Allen finally due to beat these dudes?
Well, to answer your first question, Josh Allen will have to improvise and make plays, and that's who he is. Their offense is better when he's doing that. And in terms of the pass catcher, it's time for Amari Cooper to show up. Amari Cooper can still ball. For some reason, we haven't really seen him surface in their offensive game plan. So it's time for him to show up. And, yes, Josh Allen is due. But we've seen this in professional sports. There are a lot of guys who've been due and just can't get over the hump. You know what I mean? And right now, in our game in the NFL, Pat Mahomes is like Michael Jordan in his prime. Because of Michael Jordan, guys like Charles Barkley didn't win a championship. Guys like Pat Ewing didn't win a championship.
Karl Malone. Yeah.
all great players. And right now, unfortunately, Josh Allen, he's in that category. He is like a Charles Barkley, a Pat Ewing, and a Karl Malone. For him to get to that level, he got to go through Jordan. And he is due, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen. Because Pat Mahomes ain't ready for it to happen yet. So until I see otherwise, we had this same discussion around this time a year ago. And I will say the same thing. Until I see otherwise, I'm not turning my back on Pat Mahomes. I will not hit the snooze button on the Kansas City Chiefs.
You can't. B-Mac, thank you so much.
You can't.
Brian McFadden, guys, follow him. CBS NFL analyst, host of All Things Covered, the podcast. And we look forward to seeing what happens. We'll chop it up next week as we turn towards the Super Bowl. Thank you again, B.
Yes, sir.